My other coffee mug this week, it's in here. To remember to take that home. It's like the nightstand, it just keeps getting glasses. Our scripture this morning is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 through 56. Hear these words. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he's looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promises that he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to the descendants and his descendants forever. And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. This is a doozy of a story. It's a lot of people that don't like the Magnificat. I don't like Mary's song. Because it's got some pretty harsh words in there. It's got words about, you know, the poor and the lowly being lifted up. That sounds great. We like that part. But then it's got some bits in here about the rich and the powerful being turned away empty and being brought low. And the thing about being rich and powerful, you like to hold on to those things. You don't like it when someone comes along and starts saying, well, you know, the Lord's gonna bring you down. Was that Johnny Cash? I got my mind, I'm sorry. People don't like to hear that. And so there's a lot of folks who are rich and powerful that don't like Mary's song. Some places have even tried to ban it. We don't want those poor, lowly people getting ideas about God blessing them and lifting them up and bringing us down. Let's just not have people listen to it. But before we sort of start in on all that, let's make sure we have our context, our background. It's weird reading these stories in a vacuum and not having a reminder of what's going on before and after. This whole beginning 2-3 chapters of Luke tell the story of John's birth and Jesus' birth. Zechariah and Elizabeth are John the Baptist's parents. Zechariah is a temple worker. He's the one, it was his turn to go into the presence of the Lord, the room where God sits, and to offer the incense. And while he was in there, this angel comes up to him and he's like, dude, you're going to have a baby. And Zechariah says, that's bananas. I'm paraphrasing. That's silly, sir. My wife is too old. Plus, she's barren. We've never been able to have kids. How is this going to happen? And the angel's like, you silly man. It's the Lord. All things are possible. And because you didn't believe me, shh, stop talking. Zechariah is not able to talk or to speak until his son, John, is born. And then, in a similar manner, the angel comes to Mary. And is like, hey, Mary, you're going to have a baby. And Mary's like, I don't think so. There's there's an order of things before you have a baby. A, B, and C haven't happened yet in order for the baby to come. And the angel's like, don't worry about it. It's with God. All things are possible. And Mary's like, all right, sounds good. Your servant is here. Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. And the angel departs. And then we come to our story. We don't know why Mary goes to see Elizabeth. We can come up with different reasons. She's a young, unwed, engaged woman who's all of a sudden pregnant with a pretty amazing story to tell, sure. But who's going to believe her? Maybe she's scared. Maybe she goes and visits Elizabeth, her family member, because where else might she go? Elizabeth and Zechariah live out in the country. Maybe she's getting away from it all because she's worried. And so she seeks out a safe place to be. But we don't know for sure. We don't get a look into Mary's mind. Maybe she knows that Elizabeth is also pregnant. She likely did. Maybe she's not quite sure how Elizabeth is handling her pregnancy. And so she goes to minister to Elizabeth. Mary has had this faithful response. Here I am, the servant of your Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. And she knows that Elizabeth is struggling, perhaps. And so she goes to offer comfort for Elizabeth. We don't know. But anyways, Mary goes out and visits with her cousin. And John's purpose in the whole story is to foretell the coming of the Messiah. That was John's ministry, to prepare the way. Dude got started early, even in the womb. As soon as the child hears Mary's greeting, he leaps for joy in Elizabeth's womb. And Elizabeth feels this, and she's filled with the Holy Spirit, and she cries out loud, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed the fruit of your womb." There's this huge proclamation about Mary and the child that she is carrying. Elizabeth is overcome with joy. It's this raw emotion just coming out of her. Wow. Have you ever felt that? I almost asked if there were more kids, I was going to ask them when they were the most happy. I felt bad if I asked Madeline that, and it's like, he doesn't know when his child's the happiest. So I just said, we went with the story anyways. So that's a story. That's a question for you then. When do you remember being the most happy? The most filled with excitement? Did you burst out loud? Shout out? I did that catching a fish one time, actually. Whoa, that's awesome, right? It just comes to bam. It's just there. Elizabeth is overcome with this great feeling of blessing and joy, and she cannot help but to cry out and offer this blessing to Mary. And that this sort of emotions are contagious, aren't they? Same with sadder emotions. Oh, no. Right? Sometimes when people are sad, not feeling well, do I need to move? Just shake it. Taylor Swift it. It's a young people joke. No? I'll just grab this one. Right, sometimes when people are feeling their feelings, it's contagious. Happiness and joy and excitement are that way. Elizabeth has experienced this excitement, and she exclaims, she cries out loud, and Mary, knowing all of these things in this conversation that she's had with this angel and experiencing and witnessing and seeing Elizabeth's joy, burst into song. I don't think she'd written it on the way. I think this is a spontaneous words from her. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Have you ever felt that? Have you felt so overcome with love and acceptance by what God is doing in your midst that you burst into song? And Mary, it seems, understands the assignment. It's another young person joke. I'll stop, I promise. She has this way of laying out the gospel here in this song. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and His name is holy. His mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation. Those that recognize that God is doing a great thing, His mercy is on them. He's shown strength with His arm, scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. Not only their actions out loud, but the thoughts in their hearts God has judged them for. It's one thing to do what's right, and it's another to believe it in your heart and to do what's right because it's what is right. And then Mary goes into this part that gets sticky. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away. Can you imagine? So the next question would be, when you see the gospel in action, when you see what God is doing in the world, when you understand how Christ is moving amongst us, do you feel like singing out these words like Mary did? When we look at the world around us and we wonder what God is doing and we see the examples of what God is doing, do we feel like the low and the poor are being lifted up? Do we feel like the rich and the powerful are being brought down from their thrones? Do we see the hungry filled with good things and the rich sent away empty? What would that look like if we did? I always got to talk about Sunday school. We had a great conversation. Talked about these things. What would it look like? We kind of wondered aloud about how the rich seem to be get the rough end of the stick in the gospel and whether or not that's fair. What that might look like today. I don't know if we came up with any answers. I don't think we got to a consensus either, did we? No, we didn't. But we know. That's our question. Do we know? Do we believe that God is still working in our world today? Does Mary's song still ring true? Are the poor being lifted up? Are the hungry being filled? Are the rich and powerful being held accountable for what they do on their thrones? When you throw the rich and powerful down from their thrones, that's what you're doing. You're holding them accountable. You've sat up there long enough. You've said and done these things. Be held accountable. Are we holding folks accountable for their actions? And do we believe that through Christ, God is making this world new again? If you watch the news and you look around, it's hard to believe sometimes. There's always good, amazing people working in the world. There's always people helping others out there. It's true. You can find those stories. But it also seems like there's just as many folks living and working selfishly for their own ends to better themselves at the expense of others around them. Maybe it's time to hear Mary's song anew. Maybe it's time to look around us and to wonder how we might be those hands and feet of God, how we might help fill the bellies of the hungry, lift up the lowly, hold the rich and the powerful accountable. Fear God, that His mercy may be upon us. It's not really a feeling that makes me want to shout out loud, burst into song. Sounds like something I want to slink away from, to hide from. But Elizabeth didn't hide. Mary didn't run away. They burst into song, and they recognized how blessed they were by the opportunity. May we feel so blessed. Amen.
I ask that you please stand for the communion hymn, which is number 420, I Come With Joy. We'll sing verses 1 and 3.